Hallelujah. Yes, yebazibwe nnyo abaana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya muli nyeri Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of our Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya.
And how is your life?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
We wow.
Thus,
Mukama mulungi ennaku zonna.
God is good all the time.
Kubanga ye eriyekuwa obulamu n'amazima.
Because him is the way, the truth and the life.
Era abeera mulungi ekiseera kyonna.
He is good all the time.
Kusinziira ku Yokaana esula ya 14:6.
John chapter 14 verse 6.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nenda kusaba oyongere ombulize ku mugandawo.
I'm going to request to move greet of your brethren.
Ngomuwubirako.
As you wave at them.
Omwagalize omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
And wish them light of the word of God.
Ngongere okumulisiza mu kkubo ery'obulamu.
Move to enlighten them in the way of life.
Okusinziira ku Zaburi 119.
According to Psalms 119.
Nonyi lwa 15.
And verse 105.
Yes, yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mugambe tweyongerayo.
Tell them we're moving on.
N'ekitundu eky'12.
With our 12th part.
Akatundu C.
Portion C.
Aka government ya Katonda yo.
Of God's heavenly government on the earth,
ne government yayo eyo masekati,
even its central government.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Miranga tukiyongerayo kulaba department eyo munana,
and we are still moving on to see the 8th department.
Ya government ya Katonda yo muguru kunsi,
of God's heavenly government on the earth,
department eyo moyo mtu kumbojovwe,
department of Holy Spirit in his fullness
kunsi kuno,
on this earth.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Miranga tukiyagena maso nokula division,
and we still move on to see the
division,
the fifth
division
of the spirit of knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
And on those 8 points,
so far twakomekerezaako point 3.
So far we finished 3 points.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Natwasembyo nga twetegereza entambula ez'omwoyo.
Now we ended as we looked at the spiritual transports,
okuli ebirooto,
where there are the dreams,
okuli okwolesebwa,
where there is the vision,
okuchusibwa,
the trance,
okuli samimu,
where there is the thamim,
yulimu, the azotus,
and the azotus.
Era twasimyo nga tulina okulaba azotus,
and we ended and we were supposed to see the azotus.
Wabula mu kitundu kyaffe kye twerekera leero,
but in our part we headed on today,
twagala nnyo okwawula ebirooto by'abasitaani.
We mostly want to differentiate the dreams of Satan, the devils,
okwolesebwa kw'abasitaani,
the vision of the devils,
okuchusibwa,
the trance,
samimu,
the thamim,
yulimu ne azotus ezaba satani,
urim and the azotus of the devil.
Kubanga abantu babyawula,
because people do not differentiate them.
Abantu bafuna ebirooto,
people when they get dreams,
oba okwolesebwa,
or the visions,
oba okuchusibwa,
or the trance,
oba samimu,
or the thamim,
oba yulimu,
or urim,
ereta eddoboozi lya Katonda mu matu gaabwe, mu mitima gyabwe,
voice of God in their ears or their hearts,
oba azotus,
or the azotus.
Eno n'abantu nga bwe bali nebatwala mu kifo ekirala,
picks people just as they are, it takes them in another place.
Batira okulowooza nti byonna bye bya Mukama.
They usually think that all they are of the Lord.
Era tebatera kuwawula.
And they do not differentiate them.
Ekirooto baba balowooza kya Mukama.
They dream, any dream they think it's of God.
Nikwolesa balowooza kwa Mukama.
Every vision they think it's of God.
Buli kuchusibwa balowooza kwa Mukama.
Every trance they think it's of God.
Naye tugenda kuba twongera okubyawula leero.
But we're going to move on to differentiate them today.
Enda kusaba oyimuke ku bigere ebyo.
I'm going to request you stand on your feet.
Soka tusemu Katonda kitaffe ekitiibwa.
That we first honor God the Father.
Chigambo cha Yesu,
and his word Jesus,
omuno moyo omutukufu,
together with the Holy Spirit,
ranga tuongera okusamu ekitibu okuberawo kwa mumasekatiga fe,
honor their presence in our midst,
nejira bamalaika eriri mumasekatiga
fe, and the armies of angels in our midst,
kitafu muinze ebintu byonna,
Father Almighty,
kabaka,
King of Kings,
tukugulumiza,
we glorify you,
tukudize ekitibwa netendo,
give you glory and honor,
tukwebaza ekitafu omurungi,
we thank you, O good Father,
waratugobye woli,
without cast us from your presence,
nora tujja ko moyo omutukufu,
not taken away your Holy Spirit,
wasubiza,
as you promised.
Sinzira mu Zaburi ya 5 mwemu.
Psalms 51.
Oyagamba nti Mukama tongoba woli.
The Lord cast me not from your presence.
Era tonzijako moyo omutukufu.
Take not away your Holy Spirit.
Kitafingo sinzira waggulu wekulu.
Father, as you pass above the heavens.
Oita mbyonna.
You pass through all.
Oli mbyonna.
And you are in all.
Era okula mbyonna.
And you walk in all.
Kabe chanu kwa Efeso suri yokuna.
In Ephesians 4.
Nuru okuna paku lwo mukaga.
Verses 4 to 6.
Tongera okusamu ekitiibwa.
We move to honor you.
Sinzira waggulu wekulu.
Based above the heavens.
Olaba muguli yonna nensi.
See through all heavens and earth.
Gamu yobwe suri abiri mwomunana.
As in Job 28.
Onyura abiri mwesatu.
Verse 23.
Baka abiri mutano.
Up to 24. waterfall. See you best there. You see through all heavens and all the
earth.
You walk through all the heavens, even the earth. See your words. Our Lord Jesus Christ.
He
reigns heavens and earth today. As written of him. Matthew 28. Verses 18. Even authority in heaven and earth. He rests in the third heaven. He reigns in all the heavens, even the earth.
It's
written in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. He moved to honor him, for he promised us.
In
Matthew 28, verses 19 up to 20, that is going to be with us up to the end. Oh, good Jesus, we thank you, for you promised us.
Blessing
in John chapter 14,
that we're going
to remain appearing to us and not to the world. For you are alive and we too live.
We give first
place in our midst. Oh Lord Jesus, even this service, we put in your hands. Oh faithful Jesus, you promised you
will
not leave us orphans. You
send
us a comforter, the spirit of truth. As you spoke in John chapter 14, verse 15 up to 17. That comforter, the spirit of truth, he be with us all the days. Oh Holy Spirit, we thank you that from where you came down, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 up to 4. You're together with us up to today to lead in us as the
offspring
of God, as it is written. Romans chapter 8, verse
14.
By the Spirit of God,
are
the sons of God. Now you move on to lead us in the much power. It's written Acts chapter 1, in the verse 8. When the Spirit will come, He'll give you power.
He'll
be my witnesses all Judea, Jerusalem,
and
most parts of the Spirit of truth. As you said, the thousand of authority,
he said
the Spirit that created, renew the face of them. Even today, you renew us, you rule us, as we hear this word, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and don't be alone, even as his angels, you come with them, and move with them, you move to serve us, as it's written, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, up to 14, angels,
spirits
sing, they go to minister those, inherit salvation.
In Lord,
if you want to hear this gospel, let your Spirit meet them.
The armies
of angels
are
the one fight
for
them, to prevent them, to
move
to power them, in the name of our Lord Jesus. We pray with thanks.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to request to sit down. Prepare the three books of the Holy Spirit, where there is your mind, your heart, even your inner man, where the Holy Spirit is to write scriptures that can remind them to you in the time of need. Spoken of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 6, that the Holy Spirit writes in our hearts, even our mind, and
He
reminds us in the time of need, as written of him in the John chapter 14, verse 26. You to do that you can. For Romans chapter 8, 26-27, the Spirit bears our weakness. You cannot write in your mind. You cannot write in your heart. Neither your inner man. But you can write in that physical book. So prepare your book. Prepare your pen, even your Bible. You write in your book, the Holy Spirit writes in you, as moves to a special work in you, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Praise Jesus much, and by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We say we base in the ministry of full knowledge of God, and to move on, reach onto you. God is heavenly government on the earth. We are on the 12th part, portion C. Praise Jesus much. And we move on to see the 8th department of God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department,
department of Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. And right now we are on this division. The fifth division. Of the spirit of knowledge of God on the earth. So far we have finished to see 3 points. That is the spirit of knowledge of God on the earth is responsible of. And that we ended last to see that in the spirit of knowledge God moved on to make this spiritual transport where there are the dreams, where there is the vision, the trance, the thummim, urim, and the azotas. Praise Jesus, man. Our fourth point that we're going to see today, differentiate the dreams of the devils, the visions, the trance, the thummim, urim, and the azotas of the devils. Praise Jesus, man. Because there are many who do not know those how they are. In Luke chapter 10 verse 17 up to 18, Satan ever came down
in
azotas, coming from heaven down onto earth at high speed. Let's read we hear.
Luke chapter 10,
verse 17.
Mukama wafe ne baddayimoni batuulira mu linnya lyo.
And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject unto us through your name. Verses 18.
Nabagamba nti nalaba Satani ngavudde muguru. Nti ngavudde muguru okugwa.
Luke chapter 10 verse 18.
Nabagamba nti nalaba Satani ngavudde muguru nokugwa ngoku myansa.
And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Yes. You know, even the devils have spiritual transports. Where there is the azotas, for here it is what he used. He came down through it like a flash of lightning. It runs a very high speed.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Right there is where I best to tell you. It is going to lead you to differentiate
and
understand the dreams of the devils, the visions of the devils. You understand the trance of the devils. There are summons of the devils. What you would have called the video callings. And you see, someone is speaking to you and is far. But you see that person. Understand the urims of the devils. Where there are voicings which come in your ears. That's what we call the urim, and it comes from far. And you need to understand these voices of who? You need to understand the azotals. Those of the devils you understand and you differentiate them from those of God. But if you were there in yesterday's message, we were able to understand how the dreams of God appear, the vision of God, how does it appear? The trance or transfiguration of God, how it appears.
Now,
before we go to differentiate those of the devils, we want to first totally
separate
the azotals of God. How does it appear? Because we have heard that even Satan has his. We
are
seen falling right from heaven like lightning.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. But the azotals used in heaven.
It's
a spiritual transport, commonly used in heaven. Even some holy ministers of God,
and
it takes you from one place to another place. For example, you see me preaching here, or just as you are there, it lifts you off with everything you have, and it takes you to another place. Example, like you see that here in Uganda,
Azotas,
can you lift you off from where it finds you?
And
it puts you in America with everything you have. And it is made of fullness of the Holy Spirit. The seven spirits of God. Even its powers appearing through the rainbow.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Azotas.
The Azotas. The spiritual transport of God. It's made by the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. In its powers which appear in the colors of rainbow. Which engulfs itself with the much wind. According to the Acts. Acts chapter 8, verse 39 unto 40. He says this on that transport. Acts chapter 8, verses 39. And when they were come up out of the waters, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him to no more, and he went on his way rejoicing.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. In that moment, Philip was baptizing the eunuch.
Ethiopia.
The one of Ethiopia. After he baptized the
one,
immediately he looked, Philip is not there. And the Holy Spirit has taken him away. Like in the twinkle of an eye. Praise Jesus much. It means this transport called the Azotals, it is responsible of by the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. When you read that next verse, it says this. Acts chapter 8, verses
40. Bweyaita nabulira mu bibuga byonna okutuuka e Kaisaria.
But Philip was found at Azotars, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Yes.
Omanyi olimi oluzungu lugamba nti yalabikira mu Azotars.
No, English say yet by Azotars.
Naye ng'agenda ayita mu bibuga ebyenjawulo.
Yet he went passing through different cities.
Azotas si kye kyali ekibuga.
Azotas was not the city.
Ye ntambula yali emutambuza mu bibuga ebyo yali ayita mu byonna.
The transport which moved him in all those cities he passed through.
Naye nga misinde alabika kawo.
Swiftly
n'abuulirawo katono ne baddamu ne omwoyo n'amubuza.
Preaches a little and the spirit takes him away.
N'alabikira mu kifo ekirala.
He appear in another place.
So entambula eyo.
So this transport.
Ekolebwa
it is made of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God, which appear in the tongues of fire. It means the Azotals of God. It is filled of wisdom, understanding, and counsel. The power and knowledge. Even the fear of God. You cannot move by it when what you're going to do is not of fear of the Lord. And they are not to glorify God. In the Acts, chapter 2, verses 3 up to 4, the Holy Spirit in His fullness appears in the tongues of fire. Let us read, we hear. Acts chapter 2 and the verse 3.
Nekulavika kubo ennimi ngezomuliro ngazeyawuddemu. Buli lulimi nerutula ku muntu.
And there appeared unto them separated tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Verses 4.
Bonna ne bajjula omwoyo mutukuvu. Ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Acts
chapter
2,
verse 3 up to 4. It shows the Spirit appearing in His fullness in the tongues of fire. But as we've come telling you, that Spirit appearing in His fullness in tongues of fire,
it
is made of the seven spirits of God. Revelations chapter 4, verses 5. Let's read there, we hear. Revelations chapter 4 and verse
5. Netabazo musanvu ez'omuliro ngazaka mu maaso g'entebe, gy'emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning, thunderings and voicings, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne of God, which are the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
so the fullness of the Holy Spirit, it is made of the seven spirits. And Him is one responsible over the transport called the Azotals. For it holds powers from the seven spirits of God. And power engulfs itself. Now the name of the seven spirits, they are those in the Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2. It means His name, as you see, the Spirit of the Lord. Within the Azotals, He is there. And the Azotals must be taking you in glorifying God. In there, there is Spirit of Wisdom. What you're going to do is not of wisdom, that in the Word of God.
Azotals
have no way it take you. There is the Spirit of the counsel of God. If what you do is not in the counsel of God, it does not take you. For it is not for falling like that of Satan. For that of Satan, it makes you fall down.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The Azotals has the Spirit of Mighty in it, that it can uphold you, take you in another place and puts you down gently in the authority and in the much power. Azotals also has the Spirit of knowledge. It is filled of light. There is nothing like darkness in it. Azotas is filled in the Spirit of fear of the Lord, to hating evil.
And
there's nowhere it can drive to take you. And what you're going to do, they don't bring the fear of the Lord. For when you yourself, you do not fear the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
But I told you, these are the heavenly transports. Heaven, if you want to move from one place to another, you use the transport called the Azotals.
Teleportation.
Teleportation. Something such with much power.
So amanya game yo musanvu.
So the name of those seven spirits,
Isaiah 11 verse 2, kuliko moyo wa mukama.
Isaiah 11 verse 2, there's the Spirit of the Lord. Let's read, we hear.
Isaiah esule ye 11 no runyiriri olwokubiri.
Isaiah chapter 11 verses 2.
No moyo gwa mukama gulibera ku ye. Omoyo gwa magezi nokutegera. Omoyo gwo kutesa na amanyi. Omoyo gwo kumanya nokutya mukama.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. Yes, there is the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of fear of the Lord, the spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of fear of the Lord. But majorly it is made through the spirit of the knowledge of the Lord.
Who
is the one responsible to making them.
It is
filled with much light.
It
picks you from here and passes you all places, including those of darkness. Why is it made by seven spirits? It involves engulfings with different colors. And the power of it, they appear like in the seven colors of rainbow. When you read Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 26 up to 28, he says like this. Ezekiel chapter 1 and the verse 26.
Waliko ekifaananyi nti kwaliko ekifaananyi eky'entebe ng'embala ey'ejjinja eya safiro, ne ku kifaananyi eky'entebe kwaliko ekifaananyi ng'embala ey'omuntu ku yo waggulu.
And above the firmament that was over the heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness, as the appearance of a man above upon it. Verse 27.
Nendaba ngebala elya zabu etabuddwa mu feza ngembala eyo muliro munda muyo enjuyi zonna okuva ku mbala y'ekiwato kye n'okwambuka era okuva ku mbala y'ekiwato kye n'okukka. Nalaba ngembala eyo muliro era waliwo kumasamasa okumwetolodde.
And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his waist even upward, and from the appearance of his waist even downward. I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about. Verse
28.
As the appearance of the ball that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spoke.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you read Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 28, it shows you the seven colors of the rainbow, the powers of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God. Azotals, if it's made of the spirit of the Lord in his fullness, all those powers are within it, and that color is in it. Azotals is a transport which engulfs itself picks you, or you enter within it and you get out at the other end. For example, like you see when it was carrying the four living creatures to bring them to Ezekiel to see them, it was the Azotals which did this. In the Ezekiel chapter 1 verses 4-5, Ezekiel chapter 1 and the verse 4,
awo nentunula era laba embuyaga ezikontolo amaanyi ne zifuluma obukiiko obwa kkono, ekiro ekinene n'omuliro ogwezingazinga n'okumasamasa okukyetoolodde, era mu ggo wakati ne muvanga ebbala erya zaabu etabuddwamu ffeeza eriva mu muliro wakati.
And I looked, and behold, a weary wind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire engulfing itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of its midst as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Praise Jesus much. Now I think you see powers of the Holy Spirit there in His fullness, the seven spirits of God.
Which
appear in the color of rainbow.
And
the spirit of might has brought a much whirlwind. Now it's a transport with the whirlwind at its sides, outside, but inside you don't feel it.
And
inside the powers engulf them from the seven spirits of the Lord. Now they can swallow you from that place. Up to another place in a shortest time. But the transport Azotus of God, it's very perfect, and everything you see, you move by it. It is not for falling like those of the devils you had it. But it's a transport which is smart indeed.
So
it's what manifested for living creatures as you hear here.
Ezekiel chapter 1,
verses 5.
Era muggo wakati ne muva ekifaananyi eky'ebiramu ebina. N'embala yaabyo yali bw'eti, byalina ekifaananyi eky'omuntu.
Also, out of its midst came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man.
Olinyolo mukaga.
Verse 6.
Era buli kimu kyalina obwenyi buna.
And each one had four faces, and each one had four wings.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They have said that in that which was engulfed in itself, that we've understood well, it's a spiritual transport known as Azotus, which is made of all the spirit in its fullness, the seven spirits of God. Its powers appearing in the form of rainbow. In mixing up, they make Azotus, it's what engulfs itself. Those powers mix up themselves. That's why you see gold, silver, amber, and the others. But because it is made of fullness of Holy Spirit,
perfect.
It is so perfect indeed. That's why you move within the midst of it. As you see four living creatures come from the midst of it. Outside it is such an engulf, but inside you're very safe and protected very well. It's a transport which moves you from one place, projects you to another place. Just as you are right there, with everything you have there. It is mostly used in heaven. Even on this earth, it's used by the holy ones of God. Those who are perfect in right in the spirit of the Lord. Those who are perfected in the wisdom which is in the word of God. Those perfected in the understanding in the word of God. Those perfected in the counsel of the word of God. Those perfected in the power that in the word of God. Perfected the knowledge of God. And they bring light of the word of God, which brings the knowledge of God. People perfected in the fear of the Lord, as the eighth evil, and they help many depart from evil. The Azotus of God, that is how it is. As I told you, it's different from that of the devil. Just going to see the dreams of the devils, and the vision of the devils, the trance, the thomims, and the urims of the devils. For the Azotus of the devils, it picks you up, but where it projects you,
You have to
seek for a way you're going to stand there. You just reach there when you're all dizzy. And you don't understand well where they have brought you. And the servants of the devils who move within the airspace. That is how they are.
As he
reaches where they have taken him and he's gotten mad, he does not know where he is. If you find the azotas of the devils are staking you,
you
know there are things you've not yet seen on this world, yet they are there. They are wizards and they use the azotas of the devils. It is not yet perfected in the spirit, but because it's in the evil spirits, in the evil power, those who move by it, they just fall down as Satan. Just as we read in Luke, let's go back in the Luke 10 verse 18. Luke chapter 10 verse 18.
Nagamba nti nalaba Satani ngavudde muguru nokugwa ngokumyansa.
And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Yes. Azotas, but it has not stamina well. You're going to just land by falling. That's why some people go under the ocean. Some of them, they use that. The azotas of the devils. He finds he has reached into the ocean. They have some words which they use. They are like tongues. We shall see them ahead there. And it reaches the ocean, but usually they reach when they don't understand well.
They
first make them drink blood there, human blood, and they give them human hearts to eat. Praise Jesus much.
But
before I go differentiate the azotas of the devils from that of God, let's first go back to differentiate again the dreams of the devils, the visions of the devils, the trance of the devils, the famine of the devils, that we call the video call. Somewhere you see that, and you see someone speak with you before he's standing in front of you. Yet he too, where he is, he sees you. And there are also the Urim of the devils. And the voice comes from very far. Yet you hear it in your ears and in your heart. Now you have to differentiate it, for we saw that on God's side, there are godly dreams we saw, and we saw the visions of God, and we saw the trance of God, saw the famine video call of God, and God speaks with you right from heaven, yet you see him while on this earth. And we also saw the Urim of God, where God sends a voice in your ears, on the ears of people, and it reaches their hearts, they hear him inside as he speaks to them.
And
just as we saw the azotans of God, which is mostly used in heaven, to lift an angel from the place where he is with everything of his to another place, and it is used most by the holy ones of God. On this earth, if you perfect in the spirit of the Lord, in wisdom and understanding, in the counsel and in the might, in the knowledge and the fear of the Lord, praise Jesus much. But when it reaches the dreams of the devils, and they have got problems by the dreams of the devils, even the visions of the devils, they have suffered. For the dreams of the devils come with multitude of works, sufferings and the persecutions.
obutalaba kkubo
never to see the way where you go to
kubanga olota ekiruto bakulagira ebyokukola
for you dream a dream that
naye nga nentandikwa yenyini tewali
but even the beginning is not there
nga naye bakulagiriddemu ebyokukola bingi
yet they have directed you things to do many of them
nga bizibu nnyo
and they are so hard
nabibonyabonya omubiri
and they torment the body
Jovura bayogera mubulizi.
That's why he spoke in Ecclesiastes.
Esuleyo kutano.
Chapter 5.
Nonyulo musamunga yogera kubiroto byabastanding agamba bwati.
Verses 7 speaking of the dreams of the devils like this.
Omubulizi esuleyo kutano nolunyiriri olumbusamvu.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 7.
Kubanga bwekitukirira bwekityo olorufuruberwe ebiroto nobutalimu nebigambe bingi.
For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there are also many vanities, but you fear God. Yes.
There
are numerous works within it. The dreams come with multitude of works. It's not like that. Read as we hear.
Omubulizi esule yokutano nolunyiri olomusanvu
Ecclesiastes 5 verse 7
Kubanga bukitukirira bwekityo olorufuruberwe ebiroto nobutalimu nebigambe bingi naye gwe otyanga katonda
For in the multitude of dreams and many words there are also many vanities but you fear God You see what is evolved there The many dreams of the devils they come your way But they have put in for you many works and a lot of vanities you don't understand.
Yes, you ever see
Praise Amen. Jesus much. Because when we were seeing the dreams of God, in the book of Numbers chapter 12, starting from verse 6 to enter verse 8, we are told that God speaks with us. Within them. But we were told that in it is the light of the word of God. Yet it is not full very well. And you get a person full of the light of the word of God on the earth, the Holy Scripture, and he interprets. But what surprises on the dreams of the devils? It is hard even said it to someone help interpret it for you. For there is no light they have put there for you. Yet the one with light of the word of God. That filled very well. The Holy Scriptures. He can interpret it for you. And
it
tells you that dream is of the devils. According to how I've searched the word of light of the word in it and the Holy Scriptures those in it and there is nothing but they have been spoken from the lies of the devils because in John chapter 8
Satan,
when he speaks lies he speaks what comes from his he does not stand in the truth let us read we hear
Yokana isuri yomunana nuru nyiriri uruwana mwenye.
John chapter 8 verses 44.
Mwemuliva chitamwe setani. Era mwagalokola okwe gomba kwa chitamwe. Oyokufa kuruberebelie ye musi. Sote yanywele na mumazima. Kubanga mazima tegali mwye. Bwa yogere obulimba. Ayogere chifamu bibye. Kubanga ye mulimba. Era chitawe obulimba.
You are of your father the devil. And the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Yes. Now you see. The dreams of the devils are like this. In the Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 7, they come when they are many, but they have put a lot of sufferings within it. Toilings. In that laboring, in vain you suffer in vain. To prove, if you seek for truth of the word within it, there is nothing because they have come from Satan, he speaks only lies.
If you
want to check them, the dreams of the devils,
it
needs you to go in the word of God, the truth. You repeat John, you hear that Satan never bought in truth. When he speaks lies in his dreams, even his visions, in his trance, he speaks what cometh from his own. As you search them from the word of God and they are not there. they have twisted meaning. They have subtracted, added in it. Let's read we here. John chapter 8, verses 44.
Mwemuli ba kitamwe Setani, era mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa kitamwe. Oyo kuva ku lubereberye ye Musi, sote yanywerera mu mazima, kubanga amazima tegali mu ye. Bwayogera obulimba, ayogera kiva mu bibye. Kubanga ye mulimba, era kitawe w'obulimba.
You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Yes. Satan never bought in the truth.
Musa kuva ku rubereberye.
He's a murderer from the beginning.
Ntegeza n'ekiroto kyaleeta. Ebiroto byaleeta. Biba byakutta gwe n'abagenda
okuwuliriza. He gives you there to kill you and even those to hear you.
Kubanga okusooka temugenda kubaamu mazima.
Because first there will not be truth within them.
Kubanga teyanywerera mazima.
He never abode in the truth.
Wabula mugenda kuba mujjudde obulimba n'okubuzaabuza.
There is going to be filled lies, even confusions. When we speak of truth, we speak of Christ Jesus. He came in the scroll of the scriptures that written about him. When he speaks, there will not be truth. There will not be scriptures, those aligned very well. Because in John 14 verse 6, Jesus is the truth. Let us read we hear. John chapter 14 verse
6.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me.
Yes.
Jesus himself. He is the truth.
Now,
in the John chapter 8, verse 44. When Satan gives you his dreams, he has put his lusts within you. But that last thing, it's to kill many, for he is a murderer. You take first murderers and he murders the rest. Those you take to the dreams of Satan. And when he speaks, because he never bore the truth, Christ Jesus.
We
read in John 14 verse 6. He speaks within them lies only. Praise Jesus much. Now remember Jesus as the truth. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 6, and downwards.
He
came in the scroll of the book, the Bible written about him. Let us read, we hear. Hebrews chapter 10 from verse
6.
In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. Verse
7.
Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it's written of me, to do your will, O God. Yes.
Yes, Jesus,
whom we've read in the John 14, verse 6, and he is the truth. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 6 to 7. It has shown us
he
came in the scroll of the book which was first written about him.
Satan,
when he will be speaking lies, he will not speak in it the truth that it is the word of God, the holy scriptures.
You
will go seek for them in that dream and you never see them.
As you
connect to what he has told you.
Because our
Lord Jesus told us.
Ask
him the truth.
We read
John 14 verse 6.
Read
him Hebrews 10 verse 6 to 7.
And
him the truth first came in the scroll of the book written about him. And he said that him what speaks of him they are the scriptures. As the truth. Let us read we hear. John chapter 5 verses 39.
Kubanga mwe muluuza nti mubye mulino bulamu obutagwao nebyo bye bitegeeza ebyange.
Such the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Yes,
ebyawandikibwa,
the scriptures,
bye byamazima,
they are one of the truth.
They are
one which testify of the truth, Jesus.
Spoken
of John 14 verse
6.
That Jesus is the truth. And it tells us in the Hebrews 10, verses 6 to 7,
he came
in the scroll of the book written about him. But he has explained us in the John chapter 5, verse
49,
that the scriptures testify of his. Now in Daniel, chapter 10, they are the scriptures of truth written in the truth Jesus. Let us read we hear.
Daniel chapter
10 and the verse
21. Ebyawandikibwa mu byawandikibwa ebyamazima. So si wali ali ku luyi lwange okulwanyisa abo wabula Mikayiri omulangira wammwe.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that upholds me in these things but Michael, your prince. Yes. Now the scriptures of truth, the holy scriptures.
It
means Satan. How we heard of him in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, in the verse
7.
And he brings the multitude of dreams. And
they
are filled of laborings and toilings and a lot of vanities. I told you in that dream what he intends is to kill, first of all. Because in John 8 verse 44,
he
is a murderer from the beginning. And that he never abode in the truth. The truth of the Holy Scriptures.
And
when he speaks lies,
he speaks what
cometh from his own and they never connect with the Scriptures. Because the Scriptures, they are the truth called Christ Jesus.
And
when you go to check the dreams of Satan, and you bring the word of God like this,
if it's
a command Satan has given it to you in a dream, the rhythm of the word of God says
there
have to be 2 to 4 commands and above, and they connect with the scriptures.
They
have to be 2, 4 and above verses, even above, and they connect with the scriptures well. From the Old and the New Testaments, all the different books making up the Bible. That is why he said in the Isaiah chapter
28
verse 13, and he says like this, Isaiah chapter 28 verse
13, ekiragiro ku kiragiro olunyiriri ku lunyiriri olunyiriri ku lunyiriri wano katono au katono bagende bagwe bugazi bamenyeke bategebwe bakwatibwe.
But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Yes. Now the word of God, what it did, the whole scriptures, upon every issue according to Isaiah 28, verse 13. Everything God has to tell you, and you want to differentiate that of the devil he has told you in his dreams and visions, you do like this. Any command that tells you in a dream, look within it in the book of the Lord. Search about them, see it in Isaiah, see it in Job, see it in Exodus, see it even in Revelations.
Wow.
Then you confirm that it is that. Sure. This is of the Lord. Any message Satan gives you in the dream of vision, he says, of God, search for 2 to 4 verses. And you see in Isaiah, you come in the first Samuel, Psalms 40, Hosea 4:6, you join up, you see. If you prove, then you proceed on. Because when the word came for them like that, they will be caught in their lies. They will be broken in their confusion. They will break down and they fall down, get destroyed. It means we do not just follow every dream. It can persecute you all your days.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Dreams can persecute you. And Satan is too much on you. Satan can spoil your ministry.
It
can spoil the great call upon your life.
And
spoil the ministry on your life. And he kills the gift on your life using dreams and the visions. The trance of the devils. I was there immediately. I was transfigured. I saw these. I saw a man coming speak with me. I saw a thomim.
The man
comes speaking with me. He gave me authority and power. My brethren, that's why God warns us on those issues of the dreams of the devils, even the visions, that though they appear a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, gives you a sign he saw in the dreams, even the miracle, a wonder, and it comes to pass, yet it takes you to another God. It takes you from the one true God, the truth in the word. Do not follow him. Because Satan can bring a dream or a vision, even what he has spoken in it, and he proves he does them to you. Yet after he tells you, when you're going to worship, you first sing the song of this apostle as you praise him. And he said, we worship who?
And the
apostle died long back, yet is the one you sing and praise to.
Give
you a sign in a dream or a vision,
or
a wonder, and it happened. The difference is it has happened. But have we remained on the living God? Even his word, in the Holy Scriptures, or we are departing from them? If we depart from them, so you do a sign I saw in a dream, I don't accept. Let me tell you, don't you see religions? Don't you see beliefs in the world? The false prophets and the false salvation, they can give you a sign, a miracle and the wonder, it happens.
Yet
what they make you worship is not God. Even the word of God is not there. Now you who followed signs, You followed miracles and the wonders, and you forgot your living God. His word, the Holy Scriptures. And you said to follow because the dreamer dreamt the dream, it happened.
How
separate false prophets from the rightful prophets? For false prophets and the false prophets, they come with many signs and the miracles and wonders to pervert the many. Be careful, because this world, the whole world, religions, even some beliefs, even some of the false salvation, they are in depth of getting lost. They got lost within the depth of getting lost. But the transports which took them in that level, there are thousands of dreams of the devils, and the vision of the devils made them lost, and they left the living God and his words, and they began to follow signs, miracles and wonders. We believe in miracles and the wonders, but when they are given us by the living God,
still
move by
the
light of his word, which brings eternal life. But whether signs, whether miracles or wonders, and they take you from the living God and his words, we are not going to accept. That prophet or dreamer of those dreams, in the Old Testament, we stoned him to death. But these days we have the living stone, Jesus. It is the word of God. We bring it for them as we brought it through the word, we throw a stone to them. Read Deuteronomy 13, we see verses 1 up to 5. Deuteronomy chapter 13 from verses 1.
Bwana vangawo wakati mugwe nabbi oba omulosi webiroto nakuwa kabonero oba ekyamagero.
If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and gives you a sign or a wonder. Verse 2.
Akabonero ako oba ekyamagero ekyo nekituukirira kyeyakugambako ngaayogera nti tugoberere bakatonda abalala.
And the sign or the wonder comes to pass of which he spoke unto you and says, let us go after other gods which you have not known, and let us serve them. Verse
3. Kubanga mukama katonda wamwe ngabakema okumanya nga mwagala mukama katonda wamwe n'omutima gwamwe gonna n'emmeeme yamwe yonna.
You shall not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Have you heard what he
has
said? There come a prophet, and is the false prophet you don't know. Dreamers of dreams, those who see visions of Satan, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and it comes to pass. But then you see the God
worship
the photos of the prophet, you put them in your house like that. Every morning you wake up, you say, amen. They are to walk with water, that it is holy, blessed water. They are to bow down to idols and photos,
Maria,
that Hail Mary. What?
No gamba.
You say,
God,
is he not testing me, see whether I love him most or I love miracles? The Lord your God will leave it to happen. And the false prophet,
or a
false dreamer of dreams,
or
a false diviner of Satan, the one on the dreams of Satan is telling them to you.
The
God will not hinder Satan fulfill what he has purposed. God will target on him and the miracles and the wonders. What do you love? What do you most love with all your heart and all your life? You love his words.
Tell
you false prophets as they pervert people in the world. People rich and they are following signs, miracles, wonders. And the word of God, they left it long back.
Satan
makes their false prophets dream. They are false apostles, false evangelists, false pastors. Every time they cause you sell off everything you have. I saw have a land title. That land title under your bed. But God says so it. Even its house. God in the scriptures, he cannot speak such. Do you know why? It's where you live with your children.
2
Peter chapter 1 verse 3. When the holy power of God gives you,
it
gives you use in this life, in serving of God, moving to understanding,
cannot
give you and takes away all that you remain with nothing. You have to remain what you use in this life.
Even
in serving of God, you give even to get comfort,
so si
and not to finish all that you give out. You know how they made church get lost?
Biroto.
Dreams. You woman, I see you clothe a red knicker. But yes, the Lord. But he has said, right now you're going to give 10
million.
Exact, he has seen it for Satan has showed him. And they begin to steal from you. Because you to see, you don't appreciate the sin whether it's of God or of Satan. Finish Deuteronomy, we see. Deuteronomy chapter
13,
verses
4. You
shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. And you shall serve him and cleave unto him. Verse
5. Okubasenda senda okuchama okuva mu kkubo Mukama Katonda wo lye yakulagira okutambulirangamu.
And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust you out of the way which the Lord your God commanded you to walk in. So shall you put the evil away from the midst of you. Yes. That prophet or dreamer of dreams, even though he spoke a sign, a miracle and a wonder, and they happen, yet it takes you from God and his words. For within his word are the ways which God commands us to move by. Where there are those he refuses us to do and those he commands us to do. And if you put us on dreams and you don't mind us follow the word of God, bring out the stone Jesus is the stone rejected by builders.
So
we normally bring out the physical stones of the Old Testament. We bring out the stone Jesus. It is him, the word clothes the flesh. He first came in the scroll of the book, the Bible. Then we get out scriptures, crucify you, that's your head.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Until destroyed dreams which caused many to get lost on this earth. In different churches, people, we are not warned that they are dreams of Satan, and they did not appreciate that there are visions of Satan. They never knew the way they can handle Satan very well. But he needs everything he commands you, whether in a dream or in the vision.
okukikebera n'ebiragiro bibiri ku bina.
Check it with 2-4 commands.
Kyalagirwawo mu kitabo kya Mukama emirundi ena.
Where was it commanded in the book of the Lord 4 times?
Era nyiriri meka.
And how many verses?
Kubanga zina kuba biri kunya n'okudda waguru.
Because they have to be 2-4 and above.
Is confirming echo kubanga kya Katonda banedda.
Which confirm that to be of God or not.
Kadi kanisa mulino obuzi.
Now church, you have a problem.
Nadalanga mukyagobera obonero.
Mostly as you still follow signs.
Ebyamagero.
The miracles.
Nebyewunyo.
And the wonders.
Ngate musose kugobera Katonda wamu.
And we've not first followed your God.
Kubanga ino kugobera Katonda n'ekigambo ky'okusooka.
Have to follow God and his word first.
Ebyamagero nebivaake
emabiga. Then the miracles will follow from behind.
Kubanga bwe yali atutuma.
But when he was sending
God
told us to go preach to the people the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then the miracles we are to follow from behind.
Now,
if we cannot preach God, even the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, and we are looking to wonders, there is much perversions of the devils. Because in the Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and 8, he told us like this. Matthew chapter 10 and the verse 7.
Bwe mubanga mutambula, mubulire nganga mugamba nti, obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunatera okutuuka.
As you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verses 8.
Muwonyenga abalwadde, muzukizenga abafu. Mulongosenga abagenge, mugobenga daimoni, mwaweebwa buwa, nammwe muwenga buwa.
Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons, freely you have received, freely give. Yes.
When we
are moving, we preach God and his kingdom of heaven. As the gospel is, these miracles just follow from behind. And when you go in a place, even if he's an apostle or a prophet, or a pastor, evangelist, whether a seer, whether a worker of miracles, everything he tries to tell you, if
he
cannot front the Lord Almighty, even his word which explains us most the kingdom of heaven, the way we are to inherit the kingdom of heaven, and he's in two things of I dreamt, I saw, this sign and this miracle and this wonder, don't waste your time. How can you differentiate a false prophet from the rightful prophet? Because in Matthew chapter 24 verse 23, he spoke of the false Christ and the false prophets, and they come with signs, miracles and the wonders. Let us read we here. Matthew chapter 24 and verse
23.
Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Verse 24.
Nabo bali kolo bubonero obukuru n'ebyamagero n'okuchamya bachamye n'abalonde obanga chiyinzika.
For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, so that if it were possible they shall deceive the very elect. Yes.
Kati Satani muyaye.
Now Satan is a con man. He has religions. He called many right here in this world. There are many dreams, many pass them in the dreams and the visions. There are even the false salvation of the world.
And
Satan, in planting them, he passed through dreams.
The false
Christ, they appeared to people.
The
same prophets, pastors, and the false apostles. Friends, first of all, they have signs. I saw healing moving. And it is
but
there. When you seek for truth of the word, it's not there. They are just
trying
people to fall down all the time. That is what he saw.
It's
possible even the elects will be deceived by those.
Some people when put it there,
wonders.
Wonders for what? Without the word of God.
Biachi owatali chigambo cha Katonda.
For you
do those of
Satan. Did
not abound in the truth. That's why you don't abound in it.
Speak
of the truth of the word of God.
I saw
you are in one thing to nalaba.
I saw a miracle.
Nalaba chamagero.
You
know when the spirit of knowledge of God, as we are into him showing us his works,
he can
interpret for you things and you wonder. Now you my brethren, you've been trusting most your dreams, your visions.
I've never
thought whether it's of God or of Satan,
and
you don't know even how you can check them. But the prophet Isaiah,
that
read Isaiah chapter 28, verse 13, he told you
that
anything told to you in a dream or in the vision, if you want to prove it's of God or it's of Satan, if they have commanded you, go back, get your Bible, check what they have commanded you. 4 times from the different books making up the Bible.
Before
you have seen them, put aside the dream, you throw it away. Because you'll be following the lies which came from that of Satan and not from the truth. Everything they direct you that go start a ministry and do this and that.
Which
ministry, where was it written in the Bible? I want 2-4 and above verses speaking about it. But you hear someone say,
I
dreamt the dream. God tells me to pray with all people. God himself comes out and he says, I don't hear prayers of people who are not clean. The prayers of the wicked, God does not hear them. And you deceive all people that God will hear them, even the wicked ones. And you waste time. But what I know, God does not hearken to prayers of the wicked ones. Read for us, there we see. Proverbs chapter 28, verses
9.
He that turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Now you pray with all people, even those who don't hear God.
Did
God calls all people to come get saved and they reach to know all the truth? But you cannot pray with them when you've not made them know the truth.
Yes,
the temple of God will be of prayer, but cannot hearken to prayers of those who not keep the law. Teach them to keep the laws, then you pray for them. God cannot appear that's the call he has called you to pray with all people. Praise Jesus much.
So,
now, let me tell you, dreams of the devils are amazing. They can even show you a sign or a miracle and the wonder, and you see it. And if God helps you, you've dreamt the dreams of Satan. Does not allow them fulfill upon you what they have purposed, that he has helped you.
But
in you, some who have seen many dreams and they never come to pass. God helped you, for if they had come to pass, I don't know where you would have ended to. You always kneel down and say, Lord, thank you for not accepting the other dream to come to pass, even the other. You don't know, I would have been the false prophet of this generation. Because many have been sent passing through dreams. But if you see what they do, many claim I died.
And I
saw the Lord, but what he comes back explaining is not truth.
It is not
truth which is in the word of God.
But
they have Satan behind them.
He
who made them dream.
He
who envisioned them.
He who
killed them for some time.
After
gave them the false information he wants and he sets them.
Wow.
And we say, wow.
Wanda.
Wow.
He died
3 days, he came back.
As he
puts on the story of the things he saw,
the
heavens where he went,
there
are slum structures built there.
We
hear God in explaining to us
Hebrews
12
22 to 23,
and in the heavens there is the Jerusalem city.
It's
a city, there are no slum structures there.
And
Hebrews 11, verse 10, God himself built that city.
But
someone tells us that I found angels, they are still building some structures. And some structures are not yet complete.
Remember,
Jesus told us, John
14,
verses 1 to
4,
Father's house, there are many mansions.
Yet the one
who just come out recently
in
the death of Satan,
and he
found some structures there of slums.
Others
found them on the wall plate, they are not complete to be built.
Others,
they are like chicken like structures.
In
you check in the Bible, they don't show us that in heaven. Now you are there, you the devils,
passing
your false apostles and the false prophets, those you make
dream,
to degrade the heaven of God. You can no more do that.
They
degrade the heaven of God. My goodness. That I died 3 days. You know the wizards. They have places they go, they bury them 3 days. Or seven.
Now
that
of
dying, don't tell us.
That you died
and you came back, we want the word of God and it's in righteousness.
Don't
tell us you are dying. Is it the first that you've died, you?
Or you are
the first among those who have been risen
up. Those who are
raised up in all the New
Testament.
How come if we did hear them speak things which you speak as you?
There are those
who say that apostle is always like that.
He
every time despises whatever he finds. I have to despise every lies.
The
Son of God appeared to destroy the works of the evil. What you have to know, we too are ambassadors of
him.
We appear to destroy the works of the evil one still. Praise Jesus much.
But
the coming of all those things, Bible said they are in the working of Satan. I
dreamt.
Yet what you've dreamt is not true. We seek in the word of God where they are.
They
don't connect, neither see they are very well.
Do you think
shall follow the dreams and such visions?
Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 9. Even
him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Verse 10.
N'okukyamya kwonna okutali kwa butuukirivu eri abo ababula kubanga tebakkiriza kwagala mazima balyoke balokoke.
And with all deception of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they may be saved. Yes.
Okujja kw'abantu bano bandose.
The coming of these people I dreamed.
Ndabye.
I have seen.
N'ebyewuunyo n'obonero bwe bateekako emabega.
Wonders and the signs they attach on behind.
Naye nga bwe tunoonya amazima g'ekigambo kya Katonda temuli.
Yet when we seek for light of the word of God is not there.
Bible says the mabega akolayo mu birooto byonna ye Lucifer.
Bible says the one walking behind all those dreams is Satan.
Satan n'emizimu gye.
Satan and his demons.
Bamalayika abaagwa.
The fallen angels.
Kyovuula bafe ebirooto.
That's why we the dreams.
Ha. Tubikiririzaamu nnyo.
We believe so much in
them. Si byonna.
But not all of them.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Omanyize ko nza yogera nawe
ngomutumero na diwo putini. With you as Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Natwaliwa mulugendo lwegu.
I was taken to the heavenly journey.
Safa.
I did die.
Natwaliwa mulugendo lwegu okuva mwaka 2005.
I was taken to the heavenly journey from the year 2005.
Mwaka 2010.
Up to 2011.
Series
of the visions that of God.
But we are
moving the biblical journey to see it is truth and it's life where they are. Everything it speaks, where is it? We moved in the visions, I understand it. We moved within the dreams, those of God, in the trances of God. The famims always came. And I sent famims, video calls to God. The urims came. I spoke in urim with God.
But
they are scriptures only explaining. By them and you're here and they put you in America and a twinkle of an eye. But the wisdom within it, that in the word, the understanding in the word of God,
then
there is the counsel of the word of God, the power in the word of God, then the power should not appear that in the word of God it cannot be explained. And there is light of knowledge passing through the word of God. And indeed there is fear of the Lord to hate and evil, and to help many depart from evil, passing through keeping laws of the word of God.
The
Spirit of the Lord is filled. You come out, you have to glorify God the Father and the Son Christ Jesus, even his Holy Spirit, and not to come out. I am the powerful man of God. You come and see my God. We don't want to see our God. We want to see our God who created heavens and earth in their fullness. That your own God you possess, we do not want him. You come and see my Jesus. They told us there will be false Christ. If he is your Jesus,
then he is.
We want Jesus whom God gave the whole world.
For
he gave him to all of us when he loved us. God loved the world, gave up his Son. Now the one he gave us is only yours. You possess him. People have their Jesus. Those who appeared to them when they began those religions, in those false beliefs, including the false salvations.
Hey,
mine.
That's
why when you go to rich churches, this one has his order, even this one his own.
The
Jesus this side works his style, even the Jesus of this side.
Ask,
if he's the same Jesus, why play church in these variations of order like this?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. My child of God. No. You run quick because Lucifer will not stand him. Zechariah chapter 10, the verse 2.
Zekariya esule yekumi noru nyiriri orokubiri.
Zechariah chapter 10 and verse 2.
Zekariya esule yekumi noru nyiriri orokubiri.
Zechariah chapter 10 verses 2.
Kubanga amayembe gogedde bitalimu. N'abalaguzi balabye obulimba. Ne boogera ebirooto eby'obulimba. Ne basanyusiza nti basanyusiza. Ne basanyusiza bwereere. Kyebava bazuŋŋana ng'endiga. Babonaabona kubanga tewali musumba.
For the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie, and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore, they went their way as a flock. They were troubled because there was no shepherd. Yes. My brethren, the dreams. They have caused people suffer. They can make you fast and you sleep on one rib side, and they turn you to the second rib side, and they make you sleep on your stomach, and they make you sleep on your back, and they make you squat in this posture. You are suffering to manifest the power of God. Is it not how he says? He told us one thing: repent. I pour upon you my Holy Spirit.
Acts 2:38,
repent will be given a gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8, when he comes, he will give you power. You don't need to inject money in that to tap the power of the Lord, because Simon did it like that. Acts 8:21 and downwards, he was rather cursed.
He
told him, you have fought the gift of God, you're going to buy it. Many have been deceived much by dreams, visions of Satan. It torments. You first repeat this, Zechariah chapter 10 verses 2.
Kubanga amayembe gogedde bitaliimu. N'abalaguzi balabye obulimba. Ne boogera ebirooto eby'obulimba. Ne basanyusiza bwereere. Kyebava bazuŋŋana ng'endiga. Babonaabona kubanga tewali musumba.
For the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie, and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore they went their way as a flock. They were troubled because there was no shepherd.
Olabye.
Have you seen?
Osobola ozungira mu biroto bannange ne bikujja ku lusozi ne bikukiriza
mu kiwongo. You can move dreams. Places in dreams, they move you from the mountain to the valley. And they take you from the fasting of 40 days to that of 80 days.
But
when you ask why?
Those
who fasted in the Old New Testament, how comes they did not wonder like me? But the more I have fasted, I have all finishing as I'm wandering places. And dreams chase me from here, take me here. They shift me, they take me to another place. Brethren, the dreams of the Spirit of the Lord, they can make you wonder like the disease of measles. Because the one who makes them is the Spirit of knowledge. Where there is the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. Dreams have caused me wonder places. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17.
Naye Mukama waffe gwe mwoyo, era waba omwoyo gwa Mukama waffe we waba eddembe.
Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Spirit is responsible over the dreams. Even me dreams to bring liberty my way. But I wander places. I get persecuted. I dream again. Some people claim Joseph was a dreamer. He wandered up to Egypt. And he left Egypt to which other place? Or he became governor in Egypt. How many times have you wondered that you become a governor in your dreams? Let me tell you, Psalms 51, verses 12. He said, God restore my joy. Sustain me with the spirit of liberty. Spirit of liberty is one who brings the dreams of God, the visions of God. He will not take away your peace.
And if
brings a dream, you've not understood it, say, Lord, I have not understood, I'm not going to do anything. You explain it to me. Even all prophets Daniels, you explain them the dreams. And he first understood them well, even get revealed of them. And then they moved on to do. If you see a dream is burning you, you know it's of the evil spirit. You first read me the Psalms we see. Psalms chapter 51, verses 12. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your free spirit. Yes.
Because
the Lord is the one who gave a dream to you. Why is
it
pressing? Do it.
If
you not understood, you go do it. Why?
He
said, Spirit of the Lord, don't forget.
He has to remind me.
Say, if I reach to remind him, then he has a big problem. John 14:26. He says, remind us all and will teach us all.
If he does not remember,
it's me to remind him. Tell him, this dream should not trouble me. Jesus, as he was calling me, Matthew 11, 28 to 30, he called those weary and burdened. They see the rest of their spirits.
You've
forgotten that spirit that brought dreams to trouble me? You forget you spoke enough in the Psalms
51
verse 12 that restore the joy of salvation, the
upholding
spirit of liberty. Now you begin to trouble me? But if you see the dream, all the vision, and it torments you, it presses you, and there's no castle, you don't reason, and you get our scriptures to say, Isaiah 1 verse 18, God called me to reason with him. Don't rush, come with reason as if you are God.
I've
not understood what you tell me, you're forcing me, God, do it. It must be not you the one. This is an evil spirit, Lucifer.
Satan.
Demons, the fallen angels. You run quick. You give up your life. Do not question. That is Satan's way. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 3.
1
Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1.
Now
the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times, shams shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Verse
2.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. My, the Spirit himself warned us.
But
1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, that the Spirit speaks expressly that in the last days there will be those departing from the faith. When you speak of the faith, Romans 10 verse 17,
see,
he cometh from hearing and hearing the word of God.
And
they know more such to hearken from the word of God. But they hear deceiving Greek spirits
and
speak with them in the Urim.
Hello.
You are a powerful man of God. Right now we send you at this time.
No,
Jesus was crucified on the cross naked. Go on the streets and shout amen.
And
you took and clothe yourself because Jesus was crucified naked.
Jesus
was ashamed for our sake. We are no more going to be ashamed again. Isaiah says
he
was beaten for our sake and ashamed for our sake. Now what you tell me that they hear deceiving spirits and the Urim of Satan passes their ears into your hearts. That even the teaching of demons, you can bring out a teaching there. As
he
was teaching it, Jesus in the Matthew 4, telling him that if you are a son of God, get out stone and turn it into bread. If you are a son of God, jump from the tip of the mountain, for it is written. Satan claims to teach you. Scriptures, it jumps into them. You tell him, calm down. You tell me it's written where? Where else was it written? Even where else? I want 2-4 and above verses.
You
think Satan just throws his voices in my ears? That go and do like this. Because I have heard a voice that I follow.
Say,
upon which you see that Satan is the one on you. He puts a fire on you and you're burnt like an iron. You will do it. Some of them you find them. Lord has sent me. And
they
say, would you familiarize? Calm down. In the Acts chapter 2, upon the disciples came the Holy Spirit, we did hear them panting. Lord is saying, if I don't speak that, he's going to kill me. How many did he kill those who never spoke?
Satan,
you will not take advantage of us. We understood you. Even your schemes, we know them.
Who
are you going to dream, make dream like that? Because you hear that we have most the dreams of God. When God speaks with us in the dreams
and
the
visions,
you two, you came to speak to us. Praise Jesus much. But if you see anything told you in a dream or a vision, it's to bless you, burning you, have to speak. Go speak it.
Say,
God, I will still checking it. For you say it. We sit in the council of your word. We analyze them.
But
you've not allowed me to analyze your words. I want them to meet John and we check this dream. In the scriptures we see.
If
I also bring Peter. For it is written, at the witness of 2 or 3, the matter should be established. If we are 2 or 3 have gathered, Lord, you are there. And God, you are there. I
wanted
us to gather 2 or 3 on this dream. And you'll be there, we get explained of it. Don't accept to run quick to execute and do a dream what he told you. Because he speaks in Jeremiah chapter 23. 18, as he says like this. Jeremiah chapter 23, verses
18.
For who has stood in the council of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Yes.
Njagala ntule watesize bigambo.
I want to sit in the council of his words.
I first
analyze this dream and this vision. Even this trance, even this Thummim and Urim, I see whether they are of the Lord. And I call my two brethren from Matthew 18:19-20. He said, we are
to
regather for his sake, and he is there. I want us to share in the scriptures that we see this dream. What is it saying? The scriptures, is it really there? But this is finding me a dream. I'm going to do it. I will not do it. Our God is not of confusion. He's of order.
There
are spirits we are going to rise against. 1 Thessalonians 5. Verse 19 tells us, do not resist and hinder in the spirit. But he told us to test them. Yes. And they tell us the truth is what we follow with. Yes.
The
spirit will stand here that it speaks what? These days you even have some things that God came on the head of someone is speaking upon
I
it. Tell him, oh God, if it's you, wait that I ask you. Because me in the heavenly journey, I was asking God questions. Where did you write this? What is this one? You know why? Isaiah 45:11
downwards.
He told me concerning his works.
Even
children, we ask him. Why does he not want me to ask him?
You
know what he said there?
Isaiah 45:11.
Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask me of the things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands. You command me. Yes.
This
they have foolish things within the church. That God came down on the head of someone is speaking upon it. You call him a demon? I will ask him questions.
In
all prophets whose head has he ever come upon? We just hear the Spirit of the Lord was upon this one. But the Spirit
of
the Lord was not the one speaking direct. The Spirit of the Lord was on the King David.
What
on the tongue of King David? King David began to speak on the behalf of the Lord.
Hi,
the Lord. I have arrived. Did David do that? Why has he not sent his angel? Why does he want to come on the heads of human beings? And yet even demons use the same style.
Friends,
stop confusing us. The workings of God, they are not the ones with the devils. Why comes when he has 100 trillion angels? Revelation 5:11. Why has he not sent an angel to come down to speak to us? Because those are the ways I see in the Bible. In the Word of God. Why he comes with the head of the living? Why?
Now,
if a demon will be the one which would have come, how shall we realize it? God who comes on the heads of people, that
Satan
is not God. That is Satan and his demons.
It is the
spirit using children of disobedience. It uses you. My goodness. The world is in the midst of problems. The church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Aburuganda.
So, brethren.
Okuteka nyizibwa.
The toilings and the troublings.
Ensi okubula.
The world in getting lost.
Ekanisa.
The church.
Wansi. Webirotu bya basitani.
Under the dreams of the devils.
Okulisibwa kwa basitani.
The vision of the devils.
So, tewali atasa.
And no one can save them.
Naimu kama murungi.
But God is good. He who began the new generation, which has the full knowledge of God. And he gave us responsibility to lead the worldwide call. That's to basically the nation of Uganda. From the year 2020, we ran with 3 months. And that's why you see, officially opened his heavenly government on the earth, together with his central government.
We
still move to learn on the 8th department
of
God's heavenly government on the earth. We show the 5th division of the spirit of knowledge of God. And it moves on to differentiate for us between the dreams of the Lord, the visions, the trance, the thummim,
Urim,
the azotals of God, to differentiate them from the devils.
For
at that point is where the world sunk in dreams. Many dreams of the devils are upon you. But God said in Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 8 and 9, and he warned us like this. Jeremiah chapter 29 from verse 8. Jeremiah 29 verse 8.
Kubanga bwati bwayogera Mukama w'Eggye, Katonda wa Isirayiri, nti bannabbi bammwe abali wakati mummwe n'abafumu bammwe balemenga okubalimba, so temuwulizanga birooto byammwe byemuloosa.
For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which you cause to be dreamed. Yes, they make people dream dreams.
Basitani,
the devils,
Sitani nemizimuji,
Satan and his demons, the fallen angels, who are known as the aliens, they work straight with the false prophets and the false apostles, the false pastors, the false evangelists, the false diviners, false workers of miracles, and they send dreams in heads of people, and you give out your possessions because you dreamt. And they make much profits from you. Right from the dreams they cause you to dream.
I dreamt, apostle.
You came in a dream. You told me, the money my husband gave me to keep, I give it out. Now the one who caused you to dream, he forgot. Hebrews 13 verse 4. Marriage should be honored by all people. Even the bed is kept pure. Now he's causing you to dream to give out money of your husband. And title of your husband. When you have not agreed with your husband. Do not deprive other except for mutual agreement. On the rest you do not agree. Now there are many foolish things.
Biroto.
Dreams. If someone finds me speak against dream, he say, maybe what did they do to him? They did that to you, what they did to your father, for they destroyed him in hell. Religions, what they have done, yet sit and planted them, cause them dream and also have visions. You know, beliefs, what they have done to people, most are on foundations of dreams, dreams which have not truth of the word of God. You know, false pastors hidden in the church of salvation, yet they have planted their ministries on dreams and visions, and they destroy many.
That's
why I say they did to me that they did to your forefather. And they destroyed him or her. But when God moved me, the heavenly journey made me know between the, his dreams and those not his. The vision of God and not that of God. The trance of God and that not of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But when he moves on to say in Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 25, and down he says this concerning the dreams. Jeremiah chapter 23, verses
25.
I have heard what the prophet said, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamt, I have dreamt. Verse
26.
How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own hearts. Verse
27.
Who think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Yes.
Actually,
they did it with forefathers. They are there, I've dreamt. But stop that, I have dreamt. What did you see?
And
where is it written in the book of the Lord?
If you see,
they have nowhere they have been written what you saw. And you get a dust bin where you throw the dreams of the devils. Never to even remember them. Throw them in the
dust bin.
After delete them from the dust bin.
There are
even deeper stores and blot them from there.
For
what they did to our forefathers, even our fathers who are there these days, many
of
our fathers in the gospel who have lost focus, dreams and the visions, and they cannot check whether it's like that in the word of God. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 28.
No yaline chigambo change, ayogerenge chigambo change, no bwesigwa. Ebisusunku chicho kwenkana n'ngano, bwayogera mukama.
The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? Yes.
If
you dream dreams, you speak, I dreamt a dream. Do not tell us God spoke to me in the dream. If you saw there the word of God, say, I saw as it is written in the John. As it is written, even in Peter, as it is written, even in Isaiah, that is how I saw. If you can't show us where they were written, do not tell us. Don't bring those chaffs of the words of the devils to equate them with wheat. And that is the word of God. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rocks in pieces? Verse
30.
Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, everyone from his neighbor. Yes! There are those who dream dreams. Satan has put there like two scriptures. All the rest is speak lies. And they steal from scriptures, few of them. And they twist their meaning. And they join them within lies. Like you do, Satan did it in Luke 4. Even Matthew 4 steals the scriptures and he puts them in his and he speaks to Jesus. Jesus brought out many other verses for him to prove to him that what he spoken is twisted to them and their meaning is twisted to them and he has subtracted and added in them. Now Satan is finished.
Or
will he ever call you again in his dreams? And you come, we sit on the dream, we check it.
Division.
Because this division,
the
spirit of knowledge of God will be waiting you to move on, interpret them.
And enlighten
them light of the word to see whether they are like that. Finish Jeremiah, we hear.
Jeremiah chapter 23,
verse 31.
Laba, ndimulabe waba nabi, bwayogera mukama. Abadire nimizawe, nebogera anti ayogera.
Behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, that use their tongues, and say, he says,
Jeremiah 23,
verse 32.
Laba, ndimulabe wabo, abalagula ebirote ebyobulimba bwabwe, n'olw'okwenyumiriza kwabwe okutaliimu. Naye saabatuma, so saabalagira, so tebaligasa bantu bano n'akatono, bw'ayogera Mukama.
Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to error by their lies and by their recklessness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit these people at all, saith the Lord.
There is
no profiting in those dreams, except to destroy you who gets them, even those who are going to tell them to. We need the word of God. In the Jeremiah chapter 23, as we finish what is concerning the dreams and the visions of the devils, even at the trance, the Urim and the Thummim, speaks this in Jeremiah 27, verses 9 to 10.
Jeremiah chapter 27,
verses
9. Temuuliranga bannabbi bammwe, newankubadde abafumu bammwe, newankubadde ebirooto byammwe, newankubadde abalogo bammwe, newankubadde abasamize bammwe, ababagamba nti temuliweereza kabaka w'e Babuloni.
Therefore, hearken not you to your prophets, nor to your diviners, nor to your dreamers, nor to your enchanters, nor to your sorcerers, which speak unto you, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon. Verses 10.
Kubanga babalagula kya bulimba okubatwala ewala n'ensi yammwe. Erandyoke mbagobemu, ne muzikirira.
For they prophesy a lie unto you, to remove you far from your land, and that I should drive you out, and you shall perish. Have you heard what happens when you hearken to false dreams, the false visions? They are to trouble you. Because words within them, they are of wind. They are like a cloud which is going to give rainfall, yet there is nothing there. They end up when they are just tormenting you. Because those dreamers who move in the dreams of the devils, they are sent by Satan to trouble and torment the people, to destroy them in hell. Let's read the Jude 1 verse 8. Jude chapter 1 verses 8.
Na yera nebekana nabo mukulotolola kwabwe nga basiga omubiri empitambi era nga bagana obukulu era bavuma ab'ekitiibwa.
Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise authority, and speak evil of the glorious ones.
Obasingana bamanyira Katonda.
You find them familiarizing God. They reach a time and take the honor of God. And some,
they are his righteousness.
They are called his righteousness.
His holiness.
His holiness.
Inspector General Prophet
After
One.
Inspector General Prophet One. And they get the authority of the Almighty.
There's
one who wrote a book, he said, that God is of 1 inch in height. And they get to familiarize God. Yet he too claims he dreamt and he saw God is 1 inch in height. And then he makes you, you are more than 1 inch, the one he made in his image. And he remains of 1 inch. You find that is a powerful preacher in America.
I'm
realizing God.
Jude chapter 1, verses
9.
Baya yomba ne setani na yugera na ye olw'omubiri gwa Musa. Teyenganga kumuleetako musango gwa kuvuma. Na ye ya gamba anti mukama akunenye.
Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, as he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you.
Olinyo lw'ekkumi.
Verse 10.
Na yabo bye batamanya byonna babivuma. Bibamanya mu buzaalirwana ng'ensolo ezitalina magezi mwebyo bazikirira.
But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts in those things they corrupt themselves. Yes. When you explain as we explain today, and they begin to abuse that young boy, who does he familiarize? He thinks he's the one only with knowledge.
And
you tell him what I've spoken is not in the knowledge of God.
So
they are not in knowledge, they are always in dreams. He is speaking dreams and visions, not the word of God. Most dreamers of dreams dreams of Satan, they don't get time, not the word of God. Is there I dreamt? I dreamt. God, I dreamt. And again he told me. Again I dreamt. Did you finish all the Bible? What God has to tell us? That when they finished, he began to give you dreams. You leave us alone. We cannot more follow those invented stories of words. You finish, we live here.
Yuda isuri soka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Jude chapter 1 verse 11.
Zibasanze kubanga batambulira mu kkubo lya Kayini ne baddukanira mu kukyama kwa Balamu olw'empeera ne babuulira mu kwawukana kwa Kola.
Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for rewards, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. Verse 12.
Bano ge mayinja agatalabika mu mbaga zammwe ez'okwagalana. Bwe balya nammwe. Abasumba abeerunda bokka awatali kutya. Ebire ebitaliimu mazzi nga bitwalibwa empewo. Emiti egiwaatula, egitalina bibala, egyafa awabiri, egyakubibwa n'emmizi.
These are sports in your love feasts, when they feast with you are feeding themselves without fear. Clouds, they are without water, carried about by winds. Trees whose fruits withers without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Yes. Even if you seek on them fruits of life, they cannot have a single one. They shepherd by themselves. They progress themselves. When you in the synagogues are just suffering, they snatch from you every money. But when you seek for fruits of gentleness, gentleness and meekness, and there's nothing, and they are very hard, you cannot approach them. They blossom and you think you're going to bear fruits. And you see nothing is moving on, you wonder. The man called us the powerful prayer session. Praise Jesus much. But as I went up, in the trance of the devils, they always appear as angels of light. And they masquerade as preachers of righteousness. In stealing a few scriptures when they have twisted them and they have subtracted and added in them. They already appear within the trance. And they appear in the thummims and the urims. And they appear as angels of light. They claim to be preachers of righteousness. Yet that mood they put you in, they are things to trouble your body. They torment you. And they claim and they make the ministry upon you a burden. Let's first read here, we say 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12 to 15. He says like this.
2
Corinthians chapter 12, from chapter 11, from verse
12.
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12.
Nayebwe nkola erebwe nakolanga mbajire wa wasinzirwa ababagala awasinzirwa balabike eranga fe mu kigambo kibenyumiririzamu.
But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them who desire occasion, that when they glory they may be found even as we.
Olinyole 13,
verse 14.
Kubanga abalinga abo be batuma abo bulimba abakozi abo bukusa.
For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Verse 14.
So si kya magero, kubanga ne Satani yefananya nga malaika w'omusana.
And no marvel. So, verse 14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Verse
15.
Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Yes. Satan transforms himself to angel of light. When they say angel of light, he is an angel of the word of God. In the Psalms 119, verse 105, the word of God is a lamb, the light unto a path. Now the angel of light is the angel of the word of God, the angel of the scriptures, the angel Gabriel. According to Daniel chapter 10, verse 21, he makes us know the holy scriptures. Satan in appearing as angel of light, even his demons, the fallen angels, he comes with the scriptures twisted in meaning, and he has subtracted and even added in them what I cannot explain now because of time. But the priest to work under spirit of knowledge, to represent him on this earth, they will explain him those. But in appearing as angels of light, in their trance, they appear when they are even shining.
And
say, the angel of the Lord has visited me.
And
gets out of the scriptures when it's twisted their meaning.
And
he subtracts some meaning, adds in what he wants. That level is born beyond. But what follows? It is to cause the sufferings of the body. Which includes don't touch this, don't do this.
You're
going to see churches filled of precalis which you don't understand. Let's read Colossians because of time. Colossians 2 verse 18 up to
23.
Colossians chapter 2 verses 18.
Omuntu yenna tabanyaganga kompera yammwe mukwewombeka kwayagala yekka n'okusinzanga bamalayika abagwa ng'anywerera mu ebyo bye yalaba.
Let no man deceive you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of fallen angels, including into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Yes.
They
worship fallen angels who are chased from heaven. They have appeared to many religions. Those which began old and those beginning now. Many beliefs. Where there are fallen angels. And they appear as angels of light. And you find they have a few scriptures in them. Yet they have twisted their meanings. And when you bring out 2-4 and above commands, commands which you are giving them and they do not connect with those of God that in the Bible,
you
get out 2-4 and above verses and the issues which you are told them, they do not connect with the word of God in the Bible. You finish there, we see. Colossians chapter 2 verse
19.
And not holding the head, from whom all the body by joints and ligaments, having nourishments, ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God. Verse
20.
Therefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why are you living in the world as you subject to ordinances? Yes. They take you in the commands and the laws. The laws of sin. Those which the Lord Jesus took away and he gave up himself and they remain asking sacrifice of sin from you, even sacrifices of other things. Yet our Lord Jesus gave up himself for sin. There are riddles they put there. Give this that God will give you this in return. If he gives you oxygen, what do you first give him for it? God is not a God of give, then I give you back. If he was like that, we wouldn't have seen of the sun give light, for we would have given him what would cause the sun give light. But when he said, freely you've been given, you too freely give. Except that of thanks. It's what he said. When after you've been healed, you go give a thanksgiving offering. Colossians chapter 2, verse
21.
Touch note, test note, handle note. Verse
22.
Which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. Verse
23.
Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in self-imposed worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any value to the indulgency of the flesh. Yes. You see, as if they are of the worship of God. Yet they are filled of tormenting of the body. Yet at the end there is no meaning and use of them. Those are what cometh from dreams. In the visions. In the trance. The thummim.
Urim.
And the azotas of the devils. The body. Until you deny God. Destroying you in hell.
To
following lies.
So it
not the truth of the word of God. The holy scriptures. But those, the light of the spirit of knowledge of God, which pass through the word of God, the holy scriptures,
under
the spirit of knowledge of God, they are where they are revealed. We shall come back again to move on to finish the spirit of knowledge. Our point, which will be the fifth, the sixth and the seventh, even the eighth. May God bless you. Thank you for coming, for listening, for believing, for putting in action, even to spreading far to the four corners of the earth, for saving the many.
Amen.
Amen.